She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
More and more, you've probably heard about your gut health and just how important it is to your overall health. And here on Naturally Savvy, we want you to be as healthy as you can. And we're so excited to have Molly Morgan on the show. She's going to talk about her wonderful book, Drink Your Way to Gut Health, 140 Delicious Probiotic Smoothies and Other Drinks That Cleanse and Heal. Hi, Molly.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, it's so nice to have you on. I love in the book how you write, food first, supplements second. In response to the growing interest in probiotics, there is an increase in the number of probiotic supplements popping up on the market. But then you go on to talk about, you know, it's great that these are here, but let's talk about food first. So bring us in. What are the foods? And first of all, let's actually skip back for a second. Why is gut health so key?
What I think is so interesting about gut health is it's really something that's emerging in science. And I think it's going to be kind of the next frontier, if you want to call it that, as we look at our health and unlinking some of the diseases that are popping up in our world today. And what's so important about your gut is if listeners can kind of imagine this, if we took a snapshot of your midsection and started to pinpoint where different nutrients are absorbed, our vitamins, our minerals, the compounds that make up our proteins and carbohydrates, a lot of that digestion and absorption happens in our intestines, and therefore increasingly being linked to our intestines are various diseases, everything from mental health to even some skin conditions like psoriasis.
You know, it's so interesting, Molly. This is Andrea. For the longest time, I didn't understand it. And I went back to school to become a holistic nutritionist. And when I went back to school, we focus so much on the gut. We focus on pooing. I mean, it's okay. We all do it. And what does it look like, right? Some people are so afraid to talk about it, but I mean, it's so important. So I love the fact, I mean, I'm a huge fan. And I remember watching or hearing something from Dr. Bob Marshall. He's a clinical nutritionist. And he said that there are 9 reasons why people age young or age really early and die young. And the second reason, the first is lack of minerals, second reason is lack of proper digestion. So it is so important.
Absolutely, because, you know, like somebody told me, and I completely agree, you know, we used to say you are what you eat. It's not only you are what you eat, but you are what your body absorbs and uses, and that all happens in your gut. So, and I fully agree with that list. If you don't have good digestive health, you're missing out on a lot, even if you're maybe eating all the right things.
You know, it's interesting too, Molly, because I think a lot of people assume when you say cultured foods that you're talking about dairy and yogurt and things like that and kefir. But I love that you also have in the book, you have cultured coconut milk and cultured almond milk. And I've been buying cultured coconut milk yogurt and I really love it. And I think it's so important for people who are non-dairy. Because Andrea, you're non-dairy too, right? But there are plenty of ways. Talk to us about that, about for people who don't do dairy and, you know, yogurts. What are some other great things we can use?
Yeah, you know, I think, and even in when I start to say this, I don't want people to think, oh, gee, she put sauerkraut in her smoothies. I'm done listening to this. But there's lots of foods even that might not go into a smoothie. Things like soft cheeses like Gouda, fermented foods like sauerkraut and kimchi and pickles and olives. All these things are rich in probiotics, and it's all to do with how they're processed. So the awesome thing is, I think whenever I ask somebody, you know, what's a probiotic, the first thing they say is yogurt. And yeah, absolutely, yogurt is a wonderful source of probiotics, but there's so many other options. And I think you're right, whether you avoid dairy for whatever reason, you don't tolerate it, or you just prefer not to have it, there's plenty of other ways you can get your probiotics in. And one I do have a lot of in the smoothies is kombucha or kombucha tea.
Love kombucha.
Yeah, and you know, I have to say, it's a bit of an acquired taste. And once you learn how to enjoy it in different recipes or even just, you know, by itself, it is a wonderful non-dairy way to get your probiobiotics in.
You know, Molly, you actually bring up a good point because there were two schools of thought on kombucha. Now, I'm a huge fan, so I'm on this side of I drink it as much as I can. But then there are other schools of thought that say it's not so great because it has a lot of sugar. Like, explain a little bit, a few seconds about what kombucha is and why it's so good for us.
Sure. Well, and I think as just one kind of backup point on kombucha tea, you know, as a registered dietitian, and I'm sure like you as well, Andrea and Lisa, we always are looking, well, what's the science? There is not a ton of literature around the health benefits of kombucha tea other than we know it's probiotic rich. However, sometimes I don't know if you need a study also necessarily for something that's been used for a really long time. First thought to have originated in China around 200 BC, later spreading to Russia, onto Europe, and then, of course, in the States. So, you know, with that said, there's not a lot of science that says take 4 ounces of kombucha every day and X, Y, and Z happens. But
right.
We do know it's rich in probiotics, and that's why I included it pretty heavily in this book, and I think it's an important way to deliver them. Now, what's so interesting, if you've ever made your own kombucha tea, it's an amazing process. You get this thing called a SCOBY, which is a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, and you make a sweet tea, essentially. You brew tea and add sugar, and then it sits for 7 to 14 days, and the SCOBY, the bacteria and yeast, are feeding off of the sugar. So absolutely, there is some sugar in the tea. However, unless you're sending each batch to be specifically tested, it's difficult to know the specific quantity. But if you've ever tasted kombucha tea, it's not sweet. There is a little bit of sugar left over from the process. I estimate there's about 4 grams of carbohydrates, and one of those is sugar. And we're talking, you know, a teaspoon of sugar is 4 grams. So it's a teeny bit of sugar, but not tons.
Okay, so we have about 4 minutes left, and I have a couple of questions. Again, this is Andrea. Let's talk about the gut-brain connection, because there's been so much research on that recently, and that really interests me as well. So explain to those who are listening, you know, it used to be that we thought that the neurotransmitters in our brain were affected strictly by what was going on in our head. But now we know that a lot of them is, like serotonin, is actually being manufactured in the gut. So let's talk a little bit about that gut-brain barrier connection.
Yeah, in fact, there's a kind of growing area of mental health that's being called nutritional psychiatry. And that's really, again, making that connection between foods and health. And what's interesting, in just one example, is in traditional Japanese diets, there's a lot of fermented soy products, and there's a lower link to depressive symptoms. So I think it'll be really interesting to watch as science continues to separate out what are these neurotransmitters, as you were talking about, Andrea, that are in the gut, and how are the foods we eat and don't eat, turning them on or off, or, you know, working within those systems.
You know, I just want to say I made your blueberry cinnamon crush, and I used the So Delicious unsweetened coconut milk beverage and the coconut milk yogurt, and it was so good. I love this cinnamon with the blueberry. It was delicious.
Oh, good. You know, on Facebook, I've been getting some posts of other folks trying that and showing pictures, and it's so pretty too.
We
eat with our eyes to some extent, and it's just this beautiful blue creamy color, and that cinnamon goes nicely with it. My personal favorite, if you want just a quick one, it's the tart cherry kefir or kefir. And if you weren't doing dairy, you could use a cultured, you know, non-dairy or coconut milk yogurt type. You use a cup of frozen dark cherries, a half cup of the plain kefir, and then a half cup of tart cherry juice and some ice cubes and blend it up.
Well, that sounds absolutely delicious, Molly. Thank you for being on our show. And you can visit more, learn more about Molly at her website at mollymorganrd.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. And take care of your gut. Very, very important. Stay well.